first item on the agenda is to see if we have to change something in the way we work, because the last process of getting comments to ICANN on the strategic and operational... I still have to use the mic, okay. Strategic and operational... No, the operational plan and budget for this year, for next year, we had very little participation from the group. In fact, we had no comments from your working group, but that was not the only problem
not
we had. Giovanni was very much in time, like he always is, but I saw that he got very little comments from his team on his own input. The same was valid for me, the second part. I wasn't very much in time. I was late as well. Fahd got something in, but he did that himself, and he didn't get any input, I think, from his team. And neither did you.
Last time my team was also very busy.
Yeah, we are not, so that's the big difference, really. I was meant to be cynical. No, that's of course the problem, we're all busy. But either we decide we are on this working group and then we have to participate, or people conclude that they don't have time to contribute, but then I think it's better to resign from the group. It's not directed at you personally. But I find it a bit, it's difficult to work if you don't get any input. And in the end, it's Bart who's doing most of the work, and he works for ICANN. So, in fact, he should support us. But sometimes it's more like we give him a bit of support in working as the whole working group on his own. So, are there any suggestions on how we improve that? Do you have any proposals, Sabine, on how to improve participation from your group?
I don't have a proposal in how
ideas.
Or ideas. I have a remark going directly in the same line with your remark, and that is when you look at the different proposals for comments ICANN is currently doing, and how much input ICANN receives in general for whatever proposals they are putting online. The question is if the process itself is flawed at that stage, because what I see is I see ICANN, and I think I sent my email only to you, but what I see is that I feel actually like sitting in the opposite side of a machinery which produces paper and paper and paper and paper, and sometimes it produces paper one day before people are traveling to a meeting to get actually interviewed to those papers. And then there are obviously the possibility for each and everybody to participate, but when you look on it, be realistic, besides the really most controversial issues, let's say, do we do a digital archery, or do we have who is in which batch of the new GTLD program, if you look on the website of ICANN about what are already sent in comments for whatever, there is not a lot of substance.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not sure if it's maybe more fundamental downline, because sometimes I'm completely frustrated when we ship back comments, they are more or less mostly, I wouldn't say ignored, but well received.
Okay, I appreciate what you say, and I recognize the fact that if you're not careful, you get flooded by things that you can comment upon. But I can only speak for myself, but I chose specifically to be a part of this working group because I think the operational plan and the strategic plan are the basis of most things that ICANN is doing. So that's the area of my focus. So a lot of other things I don't comment upon. I put my focus here. And I think that's the idea of the working group.
Yeah, but the working group has commented in the last couple of two or three years
we are repeating ourselves on certain items. Yes.
Have you the impression that it doesn't it does change the operational
and
strategical?
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do.
Okay.
No, Leslie.
I was just going to make a practical point. I mean, I think we're heard, which is good. I think it does change some things. Yes, so I think our work is valuable. I was going to make a practical point that I find it quite difficult to participate when I'm not when I've not got time set aside to comment.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of, you know, my diary tends to be really full up for ages in advance and so on. And I think the strategic plan is one of those things that we know is going to happen each year. And I know I kind of working on a timeline. If we can encourage them with that, that should enable us to plan space in our own diaries to give us some room to comment. Whereas this time, and I think the previous time, that the timelines kind of slid and then it finally landed, and then of course you didn't have the space, and like Sabine and all of us, we're all very, very busy, we have day jobs. So I wasn't able to set aside much time to comment, and so that's not good. So
one way to improve it might be if I can stick to a specific timeline, tells it well in advance, then we can already block.
Yeah, there are some things that will always be unexpected, but strategic planning is never normally one of them.
Yeah, okay, so but that's also maybe an action point for us, that on the basis of the planning that we get, we already make our own planning. When do we want to comment on submissions? We can do that as soon as I can, as it's fixed. Planning.
Yes, and say that's what we more or less agree to, and that was a point of discussion already at the Costa Rica meeting. Unfortunately, this time, as it happens, is ICANN was shifting, or say the finance department was shifting its date, so that's why we had to reschedule. Or confirm the scheduling, but what we could do is probably even say 1 month before the expected date of publication, send out a reminder to everybody, say this will happen.
So planning, we send it, and a month before we set a new reminder. Yeah, that would be good. Okay, so that was that might be one thing that helps. I think Sabine and I are the only team leaders. I think we have to send out an email to the working group, but we'll work on it later, where we reiterate that we really need everybody to participate, send in their comments, and that if team leaders have a problem with having enough time to be a team leader, maybe you could, they appoint somebody else from their team.
I have another more practical proposal, and that would be sometimes if we had some of the phone conferences, they usually are set very, very late notice.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, and then so sometimes it's really hard to participate because and there is no choice. So sometimes it's really like in
you mean
Sweden
the ICANN,
at
the ICANN
4
ones.
O'clock we have, pardon?
The ICANN ones or the SOP one?
Yeah, when Bart sends in that here we present you something to your SOP working group, it's usually sometimes I think it was 3 or 4 days in. With
yes,
three
I know.
Or four
and
days
this
notice, and it was at some stage where I said 3 or 4 days notice in the middle of the day in Europe. I usually don't.
Yeah, well, they promise to improve that one next time.
No, it's and again, say so we are dependent upon when they schedule it, and it's unfortunate. I don't know why, but what you see. What Rulof said, this is planable. You know this will happen, so you can schedule these calls way, way ahead. But again, this time, we got the message, I think, at the same day that you received the SOP invitation.
But that shows basically for me the relevance our input has to ICANN.
That's your assessment.
Yeah.
Yes.
I agree with Leslie that you see that at least we're heard and things change, maybe not as fast and not as completely if we would like to, but I think also there's more pressure on ICANN to take our comments seriously because we are a other supporting organization. They are using our comments as well. So it takes some time. But, I'm not too pessimistic about the impact we have. get and the participation we get from the side of ICANN. But I think there also we can improve ourselves if we work better internally, increase even further the quality of our comments. That might help. So unless we get notice of change from the team leaders, my position will be that they are still the team leaders, and with that have the first responsibility to get their team to work. Bart and I will send out remind. Closer to the mic. Okay. Where was I?
Got responsibility to
Of getting the team to work and getting input to Bart and I for Bart and myself for the next round of comments, which will be on the strategic plan. Yeah. So we'll send out an email to the whole working group urging people to choose between actively participating or maybe giving up being a member of the working group. So, there's no obligation to stay in the working group if people can't afford the time. Right. Any news on Carol Bart?
No, she's supposed to be here at quarter past.
It's quarter past, isn't it? Yeah.
About 10 minutes.
Any people do we have in this working group? Something like this is about half, isn't it? No, even less.
Yeah. Has anyone seen Giovanni?
So we don't have Peter here, we don't have Jessica.
Jessica has resigned and Peter is not Peter has sent his apologies.
Yeah.
And Giovanni has sent his apologies.
Giovanni has sent an email.
And Jessica is no longer working for. I'll take you down from the website.
Yeah. You heard about from Debbie?
No, but I've seen her around. She might chase her.
Oh, no. Just wondering.
Possible to switch to switched on the.
Was it possible to switch them off?
You only can use it when you.
But they're still on.
Every time I know.
Yes, but they go on immediately. If you switch them off, they immediately go on again.
Is you push them when you talk, not to push them when you not don't.
No, this works.
there's the proving rights in the attention we get from ICANN.
Jag tycker du ska säga till igen så att sa de något då.
It's also in the, if you look what the the have seen from the pretty stuff, they have used a lot of things that the situation is security. So they start to just to complete the process.
So I mean
yes.
Well, maybe just to use the time, you've all seen the items under the second point on the agenda when we have Kurt is not coming, so we have Carol here. The first point is the letter that we received as a follow-up on the strategic session that you had in Costa Rica. I said you because I was ill at that time and I couldn't make it. I don't know if anybody wants, when Carol is here, take the opportunity to comment upon that, or is it all clear? Are we happy about it? Okay. And the second thing is the strategic planning process. There's been a proposal from ICANN to come up with a strategic planning working group, or more of an advisory group. I'll ask Carol to explain a few things about that working group, and I would like to have your opinion in that discussion on what you think of such a working group, if it's going to help, if it's a good idea, or maybe not. And as you're probably all aware, there's two strategic planning sessions this week as a part of the whole process. One is on Wednesday morning when we have the CCNSO session with the GAC, and the other one is on Friday. Is anybody intending to go to one of those two sessions? Ah, okay, Leonie. To the Friday one?
Well,
to both?
Yeah,
okay, that's good. You'll try to go to both, but can you commit to go to at least one?
I have some commitment.
Oh.
I'm at work Wednesday morning. That's it.
because I think those of us who are on the CCNSO Council, we will go to the CCNSO GEC meeting, and I won't be there on Friday morning. So that's only you, Leonid, or anybody else? No, you won't be there either. Okay. So we will depend on you, Leonid, to give some feedback on that. Will that be possible? Did you at least go to one of the two and give us some feedback on that? Thank you. Maybe, is there any other business that you want to talk about? Last item on the agenda. We can deal with that one. No? Yeah, Leonid.
Well, I found it. What I found in this document is that initiative or whatever intention to create that cross-community working group, which I don't quite I haven't gotten that sense of whether they want us created to substitute it. To have it a substitute for our group, or that will be just yet another group. Working group, I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's the one that I was talking about. So we will have to ask Carol what the goal is, what the roles, division of responsibilities are, and well, your question is a good question as well. I think it's an additional, so it's yet another working group, but it's a cross-constituency one, so we will have people from all SOs, not from the ACs, I think, but from the SOs. So I have to learn about that. It's on the agenda.
That was our communication with Giovanni. I thought that a new GTLD is, that the whole project was a kind of special stuff on which we could comment against, vis-a-vis what we have in this SOP. And that could be a good case to build some comments upon, because with all these values and objectives stated in each and every strategic and operation plan we have seen so far, we are more or less aware of them now. We can see that there is a huge gap between what is proclaimed or vowed and what is delivered in practice. And I believe it could have been a very good case to examine and to highlight on where on which points the ICANN sort of underperformed, and to try to find a remedy for them and for us as well, to be more constructive in a sense. But Giovanni took a more traditional approach. I couldn't, unfortunately, contribute to that because I was that also very busy, like Leslie. But I think that it's kind of worth a discussion on whether we should try to examine or revisit that case with the new GTLDs when it's over, to see where we can help the ICANN with some evaluation or critique, if you will, of their operations.
So like evaluation or something. Is there an evaluation plan for the first round of new GTLDs? By the GNSO, probably, yeah? Have we heard about that?
There's a discussion this week about how the success or otherwise of the first round will be evaluated, because there's an AOC commitment to doing a review a year after the launch. But I don't think there's a timeline.
optimistic. Well, thank you for coming, Carol.
Sure.
We have two items on the agenda for you, and one is the letter we received as a follow-up on the Costa Rica session we had on general strategy. I asked the group, there were no... Oh, hi, Debbie. Good to have you there. Or here. There were no questions for or remarks from the group, but maybe you want there might be something you want to add to or explain what you've been doing with it in the meantime. And then there is the new strategic planning process where there are a few things that we would like to have clarified. First of all, there's this proposal to set up a strategic plan working group. We have a process and a timeline, and there are two sessions. I thought they were identical, but it seems not. So maybe you can start with the letter. And
sure. Thank you. I promised that we would send you a follow-up letter since our last meeting, and we went through and took those comments, and you were the first group, so we actually started with your initial feedback to help us work on what do we want to change within the strategic plan to make it better and more useful and more inclusive to the comments that we'd receive. So because we met with you before and had those early comments, we've actually started revising the strategic plan for 2013 to 2016 to incorporate some of those. Larissa, who was the consultant that was here, is coming and will be leading the next two sessions as well. So we have this continued continuity between the first session, the second session, our internal meetings, and all of that to build the strategic plan for this year. One of the things that we received a lot of feedback from this group was, how good are we at the strategic metrics part of this? And so one of the things that if you were to look in a packet that should be posted, because it has been submitted for posting and it is in advance of the meeting, which is another feedback that I've received a lot of. And this is the packet I have in my hand. And it does do all of those things. It incorporates the timeline. There's more focus on the strategic metrics. I even put in some early results of 2012. I have still kept the four pillars, but we're talking about maybe changing some of the nomenclature of the pillar, the healthy internet ecosystem, which is one of the ones that we discussed in this group that we thought was not truly reflective. And so that is one of the pillars that we're probably going to try to change a little bit of that. The content within it is still measurable and important, and we think we need some of those activities, but we're going to change that focus. Instead of maybe the word healthy, for example, we might change it to something less focus, or maybe give up the word governance, which was one of the other controversial components of that heading. So what I would like to say is, I know it took a long time to get you back the letter, but that we did take your feedback, and if you looked through this, you will see we have started to include some of those comments in the future strategic plan. I think the last time we'd also talked, the board was in the process of reviewing the 2012 to 2015. That's been reviewed, posted, and is up on the wiki. So that's also a frame of reference. I think it was in draft form when we last met. The other component, and why did we try to go with a strategic plan working group? It was because we often get, and we still want, as much feedback as we can have, but we thought by having a working group approach, we would be able to have a cross-constituency conversation with all people from all the different groups at one meeting. So the two meetings are we're taking two pillars on Wednesday and two pillars on Friday, and we've invited a representative from each group to participate in both with the idea that we could have a good cross-community dialogue, not just come and go with each individual dialogue and then put it all together. We were hoping to allow to have that cross-conversation, and that's what we've changed and why we wanted to have working groups was to allow a better interaction from one group to another.
Okay. So, any questions from the group on maybe the working group? You had some here. I think you had, Leonid. Or was it Sabine?
Carol, just as a general point, as you know, we're struggling with time slots this week. And the time slots that were suggested, unfortunately, either clash with the CCNSO meeting itself or with when people would be going home because, of course, the travel schedules were arranged quite some time ago, etc. And so there's more of a plea for the whole strategic planning kind of planning, mm-hmm. planning for the strategic plan, that we kind of figure out the timeline and therefore the community engagement earlier so that it can go in the diaries and hopefully not clash with so many things. We may struggle to get people, I'm sure we can send you at least one, but we're going to struggle to get people to those sessions, which I suspect from your own perspective will mean that you won't get as much feedback as you might like, which is a challenge.
I would like to say I truly recognize that. It was very hard to schedule. Monday is not a day that we can schedule because it's supposed to be non-conflicted. Tuesday's constituent, I mean, I could go through this. It left me, and with losing Friday and Sunday, which is today, I wasn't sure I could put it in the schedule.
So we're not aware of Monday being non-conflicted. That generally tends to be the day when we're trying to have cross-community sessions, mm. And at the SONAC chair's discussion, we've been suggesting that we go back to having that for more of the cross-community things. So maybe that will be easier next time.
I would love that, and I do think there'd be a lot of good dialogue then. It's been, as I said, I think it has been challenging even on this side, and it is one of the lessons in trying to try something a little new. We actually put it on the calendar really early on, but a lot of things got pushed in terms of priority, and then we ended up with two different days to do that. So thank you. I would like to say, though, that it's really important to know that your feedback on the timeline, how we do it, I'm very open to that. And actually, the timeline has been out for public comment, and it's out through July 30th. So if you have any feedback or things you'd like to submit, that would be great. I will say this openly, that so far we have zero comments so far.
Yeah. Well, we decided, maybe I have to clarify, we decided not to comment on the timeline because there's a problem with the timeline of the comment period on the timeline. I sound like Chris now, don't I? It was too quick after the whole work on the operational plan and budget, for which we already had problems with the timeline, so it was very difficult to get everybody to participate and to contribute. And I just didn't want to bother people again with comments on the timeline. So we take the timeline as it is, but in also our comments on the operational plan that see that what we really need is predictability of the timeline and not for it to change, because we had a brief discussion on how we can improve participation of working group members in this working group to the final comments. And one of the things that we concluded is the fact that timelines are so unpredictable make it very difficult to plan work of the working group well in advance. And people in this working group are all very busy, so their schedules are full if we plan to do something a week before. So I think more important than when the work is actually to be done, for us it's very important that we know it well in advance so that we can plan it in between the regular jobs that we have. So if you could do something about that, that
it's a great
really
idea. I was thinking maybe we should do a multi-year one instead of trying to do, you know, because we approve it and then we almost start all over again with the timeline.
Keep it fixed.
So just have a fixed one and a multiple-year one might be a better approach.
Yeah, that would really help.
It would even help on my side as well.
So in my own organization, we have a 5-year plan and then we do 1-year updates.
Okay, with regard to the...
A very simple question. Could you elaborate a little bit on this cross-constituency group? I mean, how would you envisage it to emerge and to operate? What is going to be its mandate? I mean, if you could just...
Not a lot of development on this, and I apologize in advance for that. The idea was to ask, you know, for a minimum of 2 representatives from each group to come and participate both at an ICANN meeting and also on 1 or 2 meetings that we've set in advance with an agenda that we could then get the, what I'll call crosstalk that we think would be so helpful. And in looking at the schedule, the way that this is working is we've put out the timeline and we have a draft that we've actually started to share in advance. In the past, we would not have gone to this much level because we were trying to listen to the community feedback. They would like a document to be able to react to it and to note. We are following a lot of the same steps as we had done in the previous where we have key events. So we've done an internal SWAT. We've had some internal management meetings. We've taken the feedback started from the community. We're putting that in to get a first draft with the idea that if you looked at that timeline, which is in here, it says the draft is going to be generated after this meeting and then posted for a period of time, and I hope a longer period of time because that allows us to work on the feedback as a whole through Toronto. So hopefully the way we thought of it this way was to try to have some good work sessions at building on what we did with you guys before and then allow a whole bunch of feedback between this meeting and the next meeting to create the next version and allow a lot of that feedback to be incorporated properly by each group, giving us a representative.
Okay, thank you.
The document that Olaf sent around is the same one that's posted so that everybody has the same package of information.
I think I would elaborate on Leonid's question and ask how you see the relationship or respective roles of the cross-constituency working group and this group, because we are putting a lot of work in commenting in the SOP working group from the CCNSO, and I wonder how this change of process, adding another layer, is going to impact this working group. Should we keep on, or should we close this working group and move our efforts to the cross-constituency working group? Is that how you see the future? And considering that we are, as I was saying, and others were saying, quite busy, so we don't want to have to say things twice.
It's a really good point. I think your team was, I'll say this, much more advanced at giving us the input, and it's been very good to get all the direct input, and it has made a big difference to us in making changes. So we were hoping we would get a similar, more buy-in from other groups by getting this cross talk. So to your way of thinking, if it means that you guys would not need to do as much and then have fewer representatives but still a collective thought, and that took away from you, it would allow you to do other things instead, maybe that would be better. I mean, I think that we would like to hear from you on your thoughts on that.
If I can, with a follow-up question. When I listen to you, it seems to me that the problem you're trying to solve is participation. And what I what I'm a little frustrated about, but maybe frustrated too strong, sorry for my English, is that the issues we have been stressing in the process are the timeline, we've discussed mm-hmm. this, but also mm-hmm. focus, metrics, and accountability within the organization. And I don't see how this new process is going to address this. Because the when you increase participation, it's even more important to make decisions, because strategy is about not doing things. So if you take all comments and make sure they're all in the strategic plan, mm-hmm. then the issue we've been stressing about the number of priorities, 5 multiplied by 4, multiplied by et cetera, is going to become more and more important. Where are the decisions being prepared? Where are you taking the community input about should we put priority on this or that? This is what I do not see in the process at this stage. And I'm afraid by going cross-consultancy, and I think being cross-consultancy is absolutely fine and probably a way forward for ICANN as an organization in many areas. But we're not addressing the fundamental issue with ICANN's strategy.
It's good input. I don't really have a quick answer back. I would say that I personally have taken to heart trying to change the metrics because it's something I think I can influence internally as well as take all your feedback. And we have been working on it. For example, I know that if you were to go to the dashboard today, we now have a whole meetings page where we're showing the type of population, the type of services. That's now being measured and will be updated on a monthly basis or a trimester basis, depending on when those meetings occur, so that you can see that improvement in that process. And those are metrics that would be measurable, and those that are similar to the ones like, are we increasing our participation? Where is that participation increase coming from? Are the meetings getting more effective? Things like that. You'll be able to see that on a dashboard page. We have deliverables for the last 3 years up on the page, so you can see 2009, 10, and 11, and I'm working on 12, and you're seeing it now. So what I'm trying to say a little bit is that there's a little bit more emphasis on the dashboard, but is it getting the right results? That's part of what we're trying to change in the strategic plan itself by showing not just how it ties to each individual initiative, ties to each strategic objective, but also change the metrics to be direct as to how they relate to those components. And we are changing those, and we're improving those and adding those to the pages in the strategic plan. So with regards to accountability, that's a harder one for me to answer. I'm probably not the right person to answer it, to be honest with you.
Sabine?
I think my comment is going a little bit in line with what Mathieu's comment. And what I sometimes really puzzle with is the how these huge amount of I remember, I think it was 1 or 2 years ago when we talked about the strategic plan and about ICANN's role within DNS stability and security, just as an example. But there are others too. And I know that there was a group, I think cross-constituency group founded, who was dealing with these issues. But I have no idea how the results of those groups, which groups exist, how the results of those groups which they're providing fits into the different bullet points and the different strategic agenda. Sometimes it feels interlinked, but not more always. And you know that it's not only the DSSA group, there is a security and stability advisory group, and there is the root server, I don't know how it called group, root server relationship, how it called group. And there is, so what I see is a huge amount of different groups working cross constituency or handpicked or self-selected or whatever reasons built up, and they all come up with proposals, and some of them fits into the strategic plan and some not. And so for me, the process sometimes is a little bit difficult to understand. Maybe it's up to my personal capacity, but it's really difficult to understand who is talking to whom and what result ends up where, and yes, and then who decides what on which ground. That's a little bit my, sometimes I'm really puzzled with. And how does we, yeah.
And maybe it's especially that last bit, how decisions are taken by whom, because I think all those working groups, in theory, should provide input to ICANN to come up with a strategic plan or an operational plan. But I think very often it's unclear on what basis something is taken in and something else is being left out.
Yeah, but if let's take another possibility. We had this DSSA group and this are working on, and then accidentally, like on the last meeting, somebody from the security staff from ICANN provides a sort of a private paper on the ICANN website where he actually come up with solutions which are completely not interlinked with what actually some groups develop, and sometimes it's really hard to understand how the processes.
So what would you like, Sabine, to be done about it? Do you have an idea?
Clarify processes?
At least an understanding. I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody within I can understand. So maybe they can explain us how the different working groups work together and what is expected from whom. But and what the relations are and yes, but it's from an outside perspective, it sometimes looks a little bit interesting.
Maybe a comment or a suggestion.
Yes, Bart.
It's say from an ICANN staff perspective, there is at least from that perspective, not say from your department, but some other departments, there should be an overview which working group is working on what, and especially if there is overlap. With some of the strategic or operational planning objectives, that at least these are listed. Yeah. That's a starting point, because and maybe even do a cross reference of charters of these working groups, because then you find out what the overlap is and it becomes clear to the community. And I think it's even, and this is just me talking, I think even within ICANN there is not really an understanding which working group is working on what.
Oh, that's great.
I think you have to be careful, Bart, because you might end up with this job of coming up with it, or coming
yes,
up with
I
it
know,
whole thing.
I know.
But maybe sometimes it's really helpful if at least when you talk about the different topics, and then sometimes you have really headlines. And I know from different working groups, people, staff, whoever working on that special areas, they know who is working on that. And sometimes if there are working in different directions, which obviously sometimes also happen, and I can tell you examples. At least somebody is taking the initiative to put those two people in one room or groups in one room and come up to a decision.
Okay, thank you. Bart?
Just to add to this, if you look at the number of working groups, it's, say, the CCNSO can create its own working groups, which doesn't filter down into ICANN staff. So make it broader. Every SO and AC has its own working group as well, which sometimes are known to ICANN staff and sometimes aren't. And then you have the other way around as well, that within ICANN there are some working groups within departments dealing with some topics and which are very clearly understood, but say somewhere is an overview internally, but then because you got this huge groupings of SOs and ACs creating their own working groups, ICANN staff creating their own working groups, it's sometimes very, very difficult to match them. Because I think probably you wouldn't know how many GNSO working groups there are or how many ALAC working groups there are. I don't know how many working groups there are in ALAC dealing with some topics. And that's only known But the number is 15, I guess. They're working on 15 different statements, and some of them are overlapping with the CCNSO stuff and some don't.
But maybe let's not overcomplicate things. That if these are working groups that feed only within the SO or the AC, let's not really consider them in this whole thing of clarifying processes and how input is taken in and treated. But let's take the working groups that either are organized by ICANN itself or constituency working groups that directly feed into the ICANN process like ours. Otherwise, we might
But, but I think it's especially important when we talk about areas where there is a mutual responsibility by all of us. So when we're talking about DNS operation, I don't feel ICANN being the one and only organization being responsible for that, but every TLD operator obviously has a similar responsibility and every root server operator. And especially when we're talking about areas where there's a mutual responsibility, where you don't have the one entity being responsible for the whole system, but having different organizations being responsible for different parts of it. I think it's important that that is acknowledged and is the work is organized in a way that it's not be seen as the one organization being responsible for all the others working on it. So, and that is something I think it's very. I think there are areas where there is a single responsibility with ICANN, let's say, maintaining the INR function in some way or another. But when we are talking about DNS availability, introduction of IPv6, there is a mutual responsibility between different organizations, and there is which can't actually be taken away from them. And I think organizing those mutual collaboration in a way which acknowledges the different responsibilities is very important, and should be reflected also in the plan. And I think that is something some parts where you see sort of competing working groups popping up. Or why they are popping up, because you see on the one hand side the one being responsible for all and the others being responsible for the others, and I think there people should try to find solutions in which reflects the reality, at least.
The point is it? Yeah, you understand what we're getting at?
So I'm walking away with the idea that it would be really nice if there was a map, is what I heard, because a map would show how the working groups tie to the strategic plan, which ties to the workload and how the staff would then be accountable or not, and that would also tie to your concern earlier about who's accountable and what that connection is. So,
and decision making. Who's taking the decision?
Leonid, and then I want to close off with it.
I'm following up on this, or just trying to comment on this. I mean, before mapping all these groups, I think it's worth trying to do a kind of audit of all these groups for at least, past 2 years, to see how active they were, what kind of deliverables they ensured. You know, I mean, to well. Without some metrics, but just very roughly evaluate their input, because some of them might be, I'm speculating, I don't know, but some of them might be sort of dead-born groups, you know, and they may exist on the paper, and we might be unaware of that. I mean, we both might be unaware of that.
And I do believe that working groups are there for a purpose, and once their purpose is finished, then you should disband and move on. I know in our own internal staff, we're trying to be much better about closing a project at the end if it's completed with that scope, redefining if there's a new scope, and opening up and looking at it each like in segments rather than just letting it continue.
So Carol, on this cross-constituency working group, I don't want to be criticizing, so I'll take it from a positive stand. If we look at what we've done with the SOP over the last few years, we have the impression that we're being heard. Other communities are using the input we are providing to ICANN. But we also have two things that we're not overly happy about, and that could also threaten the success of such a cross-constituency working group, probably even more so because it's a joint constituency thing. Mm. And one is the fact that we find it sometimes very difficult to get proper ICANN participation in our face-to-face sessions during ICANN meetings. Thank you for being here. Thank you, Xavier. But we've had other sessions where this was very difficult, or the time that we got was very short, making a discussion impossible. And the other thing is, and that was a point I think that Sabine already made, some parts are taken into consideration. Quite a few of our comments, of course, we think that are very valid and valuable, are not taken into account. And we have sometimes the impression that we are repeating ourselves quite regularly. And I think those two things are very important to avoid if you make the working group even bigger. Because otherwise it will be unclear to people what the real intention of this working group is. So there will, if it becomes a cross-constituency working group, there's even more reason for ICANN to take this working group very, very seriously and to actively participate in it with staff and a senior level.
So I'm going to take you back, and I won't come up with an answer. I don't think I can do that. I think I need to take the feedback back and come back and say that I will follow up with you with a more solid answer. One of the things that you say is the challenge of not having your voice heard fully has to do, I'm sure, with some of the prioritizations. Mm-hmm. And I know that's always the challenge, and the amount of work to be done is versus the given year and the timetable and the budget all doesn't always align to everyone's satisfaction. And I know that's something that Xavier is becoming very actively involved with some of the work he's doing. And Xavier and I are partnering on the strategic and operating plan to try to do a better job of marrying the two so that you will see a better linkage between the requests made in the strategic plan and how they tie to the what's funded and not funded in the operating plan. So I think there is going to be a better linkage and a better mapping. But obviously we haven't done enough. And I want to say that I think I know I really value the input you guys have given me, and it's really helped. And I feel like we have taken a lot of it into account, but there's a lot of other inputs we get too, and it's trying to find that balance. Like if you guys ask for one thing and then somebody else says, no, you don't want it, where do you find that balance? And sometimes it doesn't make it to the top level, which is part of what you're saying. Where are those decisions made in terms of and the rationale behind it? So I walk away with that as well.
I think it's completely understandable that you can't take all our inputs into account, and I'm very I understand that obviously, but sometimes it's helpful if it's explained in a way which is understandable. Not if somebody else has also come up with some issues, and therefore there are the inputs by those. And therefore, and we balanced it, and because of those reasons, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, we decided to rank it that way. It's in a clear and explainable phase. That's sometimes very helpful to understand your rationale. And I think that's something I think which is because my impression should try it. I tried. Is sometimes that we throw in things every and every time again, but we never get an explanation why it was not accepted. Mm-hmm. It obviously, when you read it, you see, okay, seems not to be accepted, but why? And for what reasons? That's sometimes also very helpful to understand, maybe.
I would say one of the things ways we are trying to do that is a little bit on the public comment. If we get, you'll see on the operating and plan, there were lots of discrete questions, and we are responding them one for one with answers back. And that's another way that we're trying to improve this process. But I do understand and appreciate what you've said, and we will continue to try to improve that and get more rationale as to what's in and out of the plan.
Thank you, Carol. We have to switch over to Xavier. Just There was another question. Oh, sorry, I didn't see. Oh, even more. So one point I want to make before I hand over. It would be good if you could clarify a bit more, not now, but in writing when you do new communication about this working group, what the roles of and responsibilities of this working group are vis-à-vis ICANN staff, vis-à-vis existing working groups that deal with strategy or operational plan and budget. Who was first?
I don't know. It's a follow-up to Sabine's comment, really. I think, Carol, you said there was some prioritization going on.
Mm-hmm.
This is extremely important, and we look forward to prioritization because we want focus. But where is it taking place? When? By whom? For what reasons? That's where we get lost in the process. And this is creating, I think, in the group some fatigue about contributing. And this is the big risk into when you ask for comment, it's all the same for ICANN, that people get a little tired. But I think Sabine really explained I'm okay to say we don't have time for that this year, or this is not in our financial abilities this year. And it's been considered less strategic because the impact on objective number 3 is considered to be inferior to this other project. That's fine. But that's what we don't see in the documents. And the feeling sometimes I have is, oh, this is all good comments, and we'll try our best. And this is where frustration may take off.
That makes sense to me. And the best I can do is take it back with me and try to do a better job when we give you the presentations in future with understanding of what those priorities are.
And I'd like to stress that this comment is not directed at you or your particular department. It's all over ICANN.
I recognize that as well. Thank you.
Thank you. I note that healthy ecosystem is one of the prioritized areas. Well, even though I don't know who prioritized it, but it sounds an important one. In order to build healthy ecosystem, I guess it's important to take a look of ongoing ICANN engagement, capacity building, outreach programs. It seems quite fragmented right now. We have fellowship program, we have global partnership, we have newcomer orientation, and recently there's a large academy proposal. It's been labeled as a high-level capacity building on the top of all these. So I want to know, in this strategy, what kind of measure resources going to put in to integrate and enhance these programs. It seems so weird that they need some linkage between these programs so that the global partnership has been running and a huge budget, but it is what is output? Is there any review of this program? And for the academy one, I know that there's no budget for that. And the Toronto one is going to be run. Very interesting scenario. And most important of all, and most interesting of all, is that the academy is a training for not only the board member, but high-level staff. We have a new CEO. I guess he's very welcome to join the training of the academy in Toronto. But there's no budget for that. That's a big challenge. So this is my observation.
Thank you. Last one, because otherise Safia. Oh, Safia has run off.
No, he's over there.
Oh,
sorry. I mean,
he's under the table.
Just to echo, I was sort of asked to do that on behalf of a quite a huge group, but sort of forgotten. And that is CIS countries. I mean, mostly Middle Asian ones. I mean, they're absolutely out of. They were wiped off the ICANN's map, unfortunately. you know, because of different reasons. Even in Africa, people can speak English or French. Those guys have no English, no French, no other foreign language. They have no command of that. They have no access to ICANN's papers unless they are translated into Russian. I mean, to Russian, which they are also kind of forgetting now. So this is kind of a lost and, you know, I don't know, abandoned community. And more than that, even some people from Kazakhstan claim that they once made it for the ICANN meeting under that fellowship program, and this is probably Xavier's problem, but they were not paid back. I mean, all their expenses were not compensated. And they said that there would be no other experience and no other chance like that.
But that last thing is probably something we should take up.
You know, this is so. This is important to ensure that multilingual outreach. Thank you.
Okay. Any?
I was going to just
final words.
With regards to the multilingual outreach, there is a new language services guideline that's been under several rounds of input and public comment. And it does take into account some of the areas you've expressed. And once that has been reviewed and adopted, then I think you would see financial dollars allocated in that direction for that purpose. But yes.
Okay, Carol, thank you very much for joining us. And we look forward to hear more from you.
Thank you again very much for all your input. And if one of you would come, that would be great, to the session on Wednesday or Friday. We'd be very much appreciative, and thank you.
From this group, there's, or maybe Debbie, you weren't there when we were taking inventory of who would be able to go to the Wednesday and or the Friday session. Because so far we only have Leonid who can go to the Wednesday session. So. Oh, that would be good. Okay, we'll try that. But,
very much appreciated.
So when will we hear more about this working group? What's the next step? We have to provide names, right?
Yes, we would love to hear names, but we also, it sounds like we owe you some information. So I doubt you're going to hear a lot between now and Friday, but I'm going to work very well to give you more of a written feedback for that, with some guidelines not too long after Prague, so that you can then plan to engage more for the Toronto and how that might work as well, because I recognize what you said.
Excellent. Thank you very much. Okay, Xavier, welcome. Sorry to keep you waiting. We were not making a point or anything, so we
next time I'll have to just come late then.
No, that was, I was afraid that you were going to conclude that. So for you we have, let me see, we have four sub-points on the agenda. We would like to hear from you on our submission on the FY13 draft ops plan and budget. We would like to hear from you on the open session that will take place this afternoon, I think, from 4 to 5:30, finance open session on the budget. And if there's anything we have to prepare for coming Tuesday, yeah, that's about it. So, yeah, when we have the CCNSO, you'll be there, right, at our morning session. I think it's the first point on the agenda, Tuesday morning. Yeah, you got an invite from us, as far as I know, from Bart. Yeah. Okay.
Remind me the time. I'll arrive at 9:03 then to make sure I'm on time.
And I have a question for my group, because I just received a message that I have to call somebody immediately. So can somebody take over from me for 5-10 minutes? Leslie, will you be able, willing to do that?
Sure. Okay. Do you have a plan for this?
No, there was no plan. No, but I got a call from somebody several times, and I'll get a message if I can call her directly now.
Okay. So all right. Thank you.
And it's the person who's taking. Doing my job.
I actually meant what do you want to cover? I actually meant what do you want to cover during this session, not why you're dropping.
I'll be back in a second. So, but the first thing is that Xavier's feedback on the comments.
Sure. All right. Thank you, Xavier.
So, I didn't necessarily try to learn all the comments from all the organizations by heart, but from a process standpoint, first. The comments that have been publicly provided have been partially, though mainly, responded to in the public comment forum as well. I don't know if anyone of you have had a chance to see that. The response was published on the 19th, on Tuesday, in a document that contains in an Excel document that contains the questions, let me rephrase, an extract of the comments in a compiled format and responses to those comments. So there's been an exercise of looking at the documents that were provided by all the organizations, extracting the comments or the questions that were formulated in those documents, put those comments or questions into that Excel format, and then provide an answer in front of those items in that Excel format as well. And that's the document that's been published on the 19th across all organizations. So what I just described is not specific to the CCNSO comments. It's been applied to all the comments. In this document, there's a few comments that we have not yet responded to because the response is in progress, one. Second, these responses on comments apply to those comments that were provided by the end of the comment period. What I mean by that is that the responses to comments that were provided between the end of the public comment period and the end of the response period, to put dates, the comment period ended on June 8th, and we have tried to address all those comments provided until then. The response period, the reply period, sorry, finished on June 15th, and comments have been provided between June 8th and June 15th, or replies on comments have been provided, and those we have not yet responded to those in the document that I'm referring to that's been published on the 19th. One of the reasons being that most comments provided after the 8th have been provided on the 15th, which is Friday, a week ago, or 10 days ago, and of course we didn't have enough time to be able to review them, process them, respond to them by the time we published the document on the 19th. So our intent was to try to answer most comments with at least some kind of answer, even if it's in progress, by the 19th, which was through now 5 days ago, to ensure that we close the loop on those comments. So that's a generic comment on the comments.
I'm not sure if the group are aware of that spreadsheet. I know I wasn't, but I may have missed it. Gabby, if you could send a link to the SOP, that would be appreciated. Thank you.
What I need to recheck is to who?
It's in the list of public comments.
Yes.
So it's submitted by the ICANN controller.
That's the one that's been published on the 19th.
If you look at the comments on the draft budget, you'll find it on top of the comments.
What I want to recheck as well is that try to send an email to a number of people, and I thought you would have been in there, honestly, to indicate that we had published those comments. So I will recheck that as well.
I may have been. I've had a major board meeting going on. So.
On Thursday afternoon, whatever time that was for you, we have sent an email to indicate that we had published the comments. So that, and you were either traveling or busy with other things or like everybody else. So, and I recognize it's obviously fairly close to the meeting starting and people making traveling plans, or not making, but being in the process of traveling to come to the meeting, which is part of what we probably will discuss in terms of process throughout this Prague ICANN meeting. With the comment period finishing either on the 8th or the 15th, there's about zero chances to be able to provide the responses on those prior to the 19th. I will actually say that I'm reasonably happy to have been able to produce anything actually before the beginning of the meeting, which I have the impression, I don't know if it's a first or not, but at least it's not been something that we consistently managed to do in the past. Are there specific questions on the comments or on specific comments that you would like me to address? Otherwise, because I didn't intend to, well, I didn't know for sure what the agenda was, but I assumed that we would talk a bit about the comments. But if there are specific questions on specific comments, I'm happy to try to address them further now.
Okay, anyone? While you're thinking of questions, I mean, perhaps I can highlight a SOAC chair's discussion from earlier this week on Friday, which was about, particularly where things are quite predictable, trying to recognise the desirability of having comment periods not ending to just before an ICANN meeting and so forth. So particularly on strategic plan and budget, the desirability of having a timeline that works both for staff and for community would be immensely helpful.
So I cannot agree more. And I think it's clear to everyone that we all have the same problem, which is if it's too close to the meeting, then it becomes difficult to use. But taking the timing of the meeting out of that equation, what I think we're really talking about is to have sufficient time for everyone to. Time is one aspect, but and quality and type of input is another, but I'll leave that on the side for the minute. But sufficient time before the board approves the budget to have iterated, and probably more than once, on the budget. I'm formulating it like this, because next year the meeting is in July, and the budget will need to be approved before July. So the meeting is a milestone that will not apply next year in terms of what the approval process will need to be. So the bottom line is, whenever the board approval is our, of course, our ending point of the process, from which we need to ensure that we have the adequate amount of time to iterate on the budget. So your point is, I completely agree. This is one of the many reasons why I've wanted to have to initiate with the community a discussion on the budget process itself, as part of that, which we will have on Wednesday, or let me rephrase, we will start on Wednesday. The issue that I have, not to anticipate the Wednesday meeting, but is that we need to be able to, between Wednesday this week and Toronto, to have reworked this overall timeline so that we can launch the fiscal year 13 budget process then with enough predictability of the schedule established then in Toronto so that we can all schedule ourselves by it then.
We're in agreement. All we need to do is then stick to that schedule.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
That's the point of wanting to establish it and communicate it early, is to be able to stick to it.
Mm, yeah. Not had a good track history of doing that previously, but
I know.
I'm sure it'll be fine.
I know.
Okay. Anyone else? Okay.
Roloff had mentioned was the second subject was the session this afternoon at 4. Well, the only thing I want to say is please attend it. But so during that session, we will have, it's only an hour and a half, so the main intent there is to provide an overview of how the budget process has concluded to this meeting, provide an overview of the SONSC request process, which I recognize is of less interest to this group than to others, and to provide an overview of the public comment process. So a certain amount of what I've said here earlier is going to be repeated this afternoon as well. And I'm sure I suspect we will also discuss the fact that the board has approved the budget.
So, Roloff, we've discussed the desirability of a timeline, bearing in mind the budget for next time needs to be approved by July 2013, which should give us sufficient time for a timeline to be developed and then hopefully stuck to, which will enable us to participate more effectively. And you were just highlighting the session later on today, which clashes, I'm afraid, with many things.
Okay, thank you, Leslie. Sorry for handing over to you. So did you discuss the highlights of the comments we provided on the plan yet? Did we get some feedback?
I didn't try to comment on all the comments, and I don't think we have time for that, though I'm happy to have a more detailed session on that. The only thing that I said, which I don't know if you know, is that we published responses to the comments on the 19th.
So, no, I didn't know. Also to our comment.
Yes.
To our comments.
To all comments.
I just resend it, say, to the working group, so you should have it.
Okay, so I missed that one.
And one thing, Roloff, that I need to make sure we do in the future is that we sent an email to a number of community members, in mainly the chairs of the organizations, on Thursday, 3 days ago, to indicate that we had published the comments. You're not on that list, and I'll make sure in the future that you and Byron and Leslie on that. So Leslie is on that list, but Byron and yourself are not. So I need to make sure that that's the case. Now, it's last Tuesday that they were published, right? So, and I recognize that between traveling and so on, not everyone can have a time to review that.
Okay, no, thank you, but that was quick. So we'll have a look at that, and then there's no point in...
Yeah, no, I that's the feedback that I wanted to make sure I provide. I didn't suspect you wanted to discuss every single one of the comments in this.
Of course.
In this discussion. No, but I'm going to blow up your timing otherwise.
Yeah, no, I would have settled for the management summary, the 5 points that we have in the summary.
You had two other subjects, I think, that you wanted to address.
But I think one of you've touched upon that one already. The session that is this afternoon that's conflicting with almost everybody's agenda, and I think
that was absolutely on purpose.
Leslie has stressed the importance of a timeline which is communicated well in advance of the event actually taking place. We have the session day after tomorrow in the CCNSO.
Yeah, but maybe that's something. you want we to can take offline after the meeting.
Maybe we can have a brief chat on how we do that.
Morning.
Yeah.
And this is a bit of a repeat of, say, probably what's happening this afternoon. This is for the full CC TLD community present. Again, say what's in the comments, what are your major takeaways, etc. Maybe talk about
it. Yeah, we'll coordinate ourselves on that. Yep. Okay.
And then there's the budget process session for the finance community on Wednesday, the 27th.
Yes.
Yeah, it's more elaborate, explain what you've done, what is the purpose of that meeting.
So to just be a more comprehensive this in a few words, Wednesday, I wanted that we can get a limited number of people to have a more, I wouldn't say intimate, but more focused conversation on the budget process itself. And when I say on the budget process, it's on how to improve the budget process. I think there's and it's a fairly comprehensive subject because there's aspects of timeline, there's aspects of types of information, there's it's basically to put everything on the table that we all as a group think it needs to be improved on the budget process. I have my views. We have a certain amount of public comments on the budget process itself, so it's already quite a beginning of input. What I want to try to accomplish during that meeting is have a common view of what we think needs to be improved and how we move forward to be able to improve that. I don't think we're going to resolve everything Wednesday. I would like to. I'm sure we won't. But the point is to start a process of discussion on the budget process, with part of which being to determine who participates to that exercise and how, with the objective to complete something by the end of, let me rephrase, by the before Toronto, so that we can finalize a budget process, a revised budget process, and communicate it in Toronto. Because I think that's the it's the latest we can provide a budget process for the fiscal year 14, so that everyone can understand that process, we can share it, and finalize it, and start on it, because to me, it's nearly late to start in October already. You see what I'm saying?
Budget process, you mean that comprehensively, so not just the timeline, but also who is providing input, who is deciding on that, because that was a discussion we had with Carol. Well, I think you picked up the last bit of that, and because it's the process part. So it's getting the input, who is deciding on that, how do we prioritize?
It's timeline, it is content, it is a level of detail, it is structure of the data, it is strategic understanding, it's everything, honestly, which is why it's the only thing we can do on Wednesday is drawing a picture and defining how we're going to deal with what we want to change to the budget process. The part of the complexity of that exercise on Wednesday is that there is what we want to do, and there is what we can do in the next 3 months.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Mathieu?
My question, I'm a big fan of reviewing processes and continuous improvement. But what's the goal? What's your one goal that we'll say have succeeded in reviewing this process?
Maybe I wasn't clear. My goal is that in Toronto, we have a revised budget process.
But what is going to make us... if you had to define now the success criteria for having reviewed the process, I understand the delay issue, but to me it's secondary. I don't care if the next... I have some expectations from a budget process within ICANN around accountability, around transparency. But what I find a little puzzling is that you have a very aggressive timeline to review a budget process, which has consequences for the whole organization. And I have difficulties understanding your one goal in reviewing this. For instance, when I review, registration system performance at AFNIC, I say, well, I want performance and the average or maximum availability time to be this. This is my one goal. And what I do not see here is what is the goal? Where do you want to improve the process? And I have many
suggestions.
When
are you happy? When do you think this whole thing has been successful? What would be the difference? Yeah. What would have improved on the process?
So to me, Wednesday is the opportunity to ring-fence the subjects that we want to improve upon. So, and I'm not expecting that this yet answers directly your question. In order to be able to say what is the objective, the deliverable, when are we successful in this process, what I think is that by the end of Wednesday, we will be able to define what we want to achieve as objectives and deliverables on the subject of the budget process. When are we going to be successful will depend on what objectives we define for ourselves. That's why also I was mentioning the point of there's what we want to do and what we can do. So I don't yet know when we're going to be successful, but what I want to do out of the meeting on Wednesday is define we want to do this in the next budget process. This could be define a different timeline for public comments so that we enable ourselves to produce it, respond to it, potentially have another iterations of comments and response. So that we have an interaction that is more valuable. For example, one of the things that I will say on Wednesday is that I don't think that the format of the public comment allows the community to provide the input on the budget process and on the budget content that the community wants to provide or should provide. I'm not saying we should not have public comment. I just have the impression that this is not a working process that enables to provide the input that I think you guys want to provide. What I'm hearing on our comments are not heard or listened to or responded to or acted upon. With the public comment process where we receive 150 comments at the same time, we have to respond to them right there and move on to something else, this is what is bound to happen. Unless the comment is very specific for a very identified corrective action that can be carried out fairly quickly, then it becomes something very generic and we move on to the next thing. So it doesn't work. And I'm not necessarily surprised that we come back to the same comments on a fairly regular basis. I'm sure you feel that you've provided the same comments several times. Right? So then the question is, how do we handle that? And what I want to we try to lay out on Wednesday is what we think the issues are, which, again, I think we have a good starting point with compiling the comments on the process that we received just over the past 2 years is maybe 80% of what doesn't work, right? I have my own views on what doesn't work and that I want to add to that. But then I want to, that we have that list, which I think is probably what we would want to fix. And out of that list, I want to have a list of things that we're going to aim at fixing by Toronto with a revised budget process. So success for me is, in Toronto, we have a budget process that we all agree upon.
Leonie?
I would certainly agree. I mean, I would draw a parallel with you being a Minister of Finance and us. I mean, the whole, all the constituencies being like a parliament with the different factions therein. The problem, though, is that, well, yes, I would agree that budgeting is that process which should be streamlined and cemented once and forever. I mean, well, I mean, as a process, but I'm afraid, and this is like a caveat I just want to give you, and I'm sure you are perfectly aware of that, is that for a certain part of participants in that meeting, there will be yet another issue they would inevitably raise, and that is the icon now is that Uncle Scrooge sitting on a big bag of money, cash, you know, and their reasoning, their argument would be, okay, so how shall we just make sure that you sort of allocate that money in an adequate way? So they will probably torture you not with those budgeting procedures, rather with what you're going to do with that money, you know.
Then they're at the wrong session, because that's not, as far as I understand, it's not the contents of the session. So there you need a good chair who will intervene and say, listen, this is...
No, this is just a side comment, and you. I guess you should be prepared for that. And
it doesn't require a lot of preparation. This meeting on Wednesday has a very specific agenda, which is not that. So that's it. And I have no problem telling that to any of the participants.
Any questions for Xavier? Or feedback? Okay, so we'll look at your responses to our comments. And I'm sure some of us, at least I will be there, but I'm sure a few others at the session on Wednesday. So, okay, thank you very much for coming. I will be there. If there are no urgent things that change my whole schedule, but the way it looks now, yeah. So I think I'll hand over to Byron then. And we move to the session of the Finance Working Group. Thank you all for being there, and we'll be in touch. Thank you, Xavier. Byron, do we need five? Well, no, it's up to you. I'll hand over to you, and you do whatever you want. No, you do whatever you intended to do. That's better. Sounds better, I think.
Since there is a fair degree of overlap between the two committees, I was going to suggest that we have a five-minute break, but maybe I'll ask if we could absolutely be back here within 5 minutes, since we're starting a few minutes late. So I'm going to set my chronometer exactly for 5 minutes, and I'll be paying attention.
Is it going to ring?
5 minutes, yes.
Use your iPhone or something.
That's right.
Do you prefer that I participate from the beginning?
Yes.
And then